Hi friends. Ah, God, it's been a long time, honestly. I think my last episode was in 2022. That would be March. See, it's no fault of mine, and it's also my fault because I do know the kind of person I am. But then I was going through shitty things. Like, I was going through a lot of stuff, and it was exhausting. It was just getting out of hand. So I thought, okay, why not just take a 1 month break from podcast and come back again. Then before you know, 1 month on to 2 months, 2 months on to 3 months, 3 months on to 4 months, blah blah blah, and we are more than a year now. Honestly, I miss podcasting. Like, I miss talking. Like, see, I think I don't even know where to start from, because whatever I say is more like an excuse. And but I just feel like I should also tell you what happened. So what happened was, as I said, I thought I would go for a 1 month break and just focus on my 9 to 5, and also focus on my academic at that time, so I'm able to finish my academic by 2023. I have some fortunate news, because one, I'm not telling you, I don't have a 9 to 5 job. I've also not done with my master's, which is unfortunate. But thankfully, I'm 90% done. 90% done in the sense that I have submitted my STANAD. So I submitted in September, October, the about last year, and I'm just waiting for confirmation that they scheduled me for an external defense. So yeah, that thing in terms of 9 to 5, I said I kind of like also lost my job, and it was more like I wasn't really going, and I felt like I was seeing a sign that I'll be let go soon. So I decided to resign before I'll be let go. And then financially, I've made money, I've lost money. Friendship, I made quite a number of friends, and honestly, I think if you've asked me what actually did I achieve in 2023, I have no freaking idea, guys. That's how terrible my memory is. I have a terrible memory, and things have just been upside down. So now it's 2024, and honestly, I'm not the type of person that is always excited about the new year. I just kind of like see life as a 24-hour daily event. There is no like yearly event for me. It's more like a daily event. So at the moment, I'm currently looking for a job. So currently, I was kind of like a community manager previously. So I'm kind of like trying to transition into communication or marketing. So I'm looking for a communication job or a marketing job. So my academic, as I said, so that's just it. Just a lot has happened between ASUU strike and then maybe, yeah, ASUU strike 29. See, so I don't even know where to start from, sure. Because my academic is not really my priority this year. So, because I do know that I'm done with internal and I've submitted for external. So, let's just say there is no way in hell. Like, it's just exhausting. Academic is exhausting. I wish I knew. I will not have school in Nigeria. But the issue was schooling internationally is expensive. And since 2019, I told myself how to really be independent. So simply means trying to ask, simply means reducing the expenses for my parents, like basically reducing the amount of things I collect from them. Because I do know that I'm in my rebellious stage or in my rebellious age, I'm going to rebel at one point, they just say. And I have this mindset that I might not get married, I might not have children, that if my parents actually sponsor me, like literally minimum was 20 million and up, if they actually sponsor me to actually go abroad and school with using that school fees, it's going to be difficult and it's going to be complicated. And honestly, I really want to live my own life on my own terms without giving, looking at someone or being sympathetic to someone's condition. And the way, so I decided, no, let me just stay in Nigeria and try to seek for scholarship outside. So I was thinking maybe I'll be done with my master because it was 18 months. But then ASUU started, strike, 2019, COVID-19. So it hinders so many things. And being in the university in Nigeria, most especially government school, they can be very slow and unconsiderate for master's students. And for that reason, I've never advised anybody to even go for master's in federal university. I kept on telling my friends that once I'm done with my master's, right, oh my God, I'm going to talk a lot about the school and what the school make me go through, but it's going to be another story for another day. When I'm done, I've collected my statement of exam, I've collected my certificate, and I've collected my transcript, also collected my recommendation letter for the PhD program we're going to. It should not be a shocking thing, but I believe as my life goes, I'm going to update you. So we are in 10 days of 2024, and how are you guys doing? Like, honestly, for me, I've been feeling kind of laziness. My physical health is not balanced yet. I get tired quite easily, even though I have 8 hours of sleep every night. But I believe this is actually my fault. I understand the body I have, or the type of... I actually thought it was kind of like a mindset thing, because when I was in boarding school, we don't sleep 8 hours straight. So I went to boarding school for 3 years. So I thought maybe my body becomes so used to not sleeping for 8 hours straight. So last year, one of my goals was to make sure I try as much as possible to sleep for 7 to 8 hours, which I have to say I accomplished that. But then I figured out during 2024 review that it actually took a toll on a lot. I realized that I was getting more tired, and I was not taking off my daily objective. So I kind of questioned myself and tried to reflect back on what could be different. So I realized that it's because I'm sleeping 8 hours, 7 hours straight. I'm not a medical doctor, I'm not a doctor, and I've tried to read research papers on it. So please don't kind of like, no, this is just my experience. So what I noticed is that I carried out an experiment. So whenever I sleep for 8 hours straight at night, I get tired once it's 10. So I get tired once it's 10 down to 4. So like, I literally get tired. I'm exhausted even without doing anything. I experimented with only watching Asian drama that day. I've experimented with walking throughout. I've experimented with reading. I've experimented with even doing my academic papers. I realized that sleeping 8 hours straight, there is definitely something wrong. So unfortunately, the doctor I have, Japa, in 2022. So I'm not able to get a doctor at the moment for me to have discussion and the rest. So, but whenever I sleep for less than 5 hours at night, I get less tired. So let me tell you what usually happens. Whenever I sleep 5 hours, whenever I sleep 5 hours at night, right, I try to sleep during the daytime. So that's how I kind of like make up for my 7 or 8 hours of sleep daily. So I don't sleep 8 or 7 hours straight at night. So I really don't know if I'm the only one that is having this, because I am actually back at my parents' home. I will talk about this. So my parents have this idea that it's only witch that wake up in the night and walk. That the night is for wizard, witches. The daytime is for human being. So yeah, and I felt like in 2022, there was lots of noise around me waking up in the night and walking because of this and that. So I thought, okay, in 2023, I will do better. I will sleep straight. But then it was taking a toll on my tax objective, on my physical health and the rest. So yeah, so at the moment, I'm trying to only sleep between 5 to 4 hours straight at night. Then I'll complete the remaining one during the daytime. So I think, yeah, another thing is actually it's regarding my career path. The plan was to focus more on security, because my master's was in cybersecurity. But unfortunately, I really love marketing, and as much as I love marketing and communication, I also love security. So it was quite difficult, because I really don't want to work in a particular industry for long. I love using my skills to actually solve problems or bring value to an organization. So this year, I was kind of like writing down all the whole skills that I've gained over the years. So I realized that why not? So I was kind of like talking with someone, and we got talking. The person recommended, why not, rather than focusing on like job title itself, why not focus on how I can apply my skill to solve problems for organization? Now, I was not kind of like talking, but the problem is most of these organizations organization, they want a job title, this and that. So the person recommended, why not build a brand around my skills rather than my industry knowledge or skill, like rather than focusing on marketing or cybersecurity, I can merge the two while focusing on, I have skill, at least two to five skills in each of this industry. So I have a problem solving skill. My problem solving skill is top notch. My communication skill on my conflict resolution, my community management, my research skills. So yeah. Oh yeah, that reminds me back on research. Last year I was able to like publish four papers. I published three international papers and one domestic paper for a conference. So yeah, I'm kind of like looking at it now, I feel like I actually achieved a number of things. But what I think one of the reasons why I'm not remembering this thing is that it doesn't have to do with money. They are not bringing money. So for that reason, it's not having a great impact in my brain. So I believe that is the reason why. So Novelista going forward, honestly, I really wanted to grow Novelista, but one thing need to do that, and it's, I don't know if it's me or it's because I have so many things going on, or because of, I really don't know how to separate myself from Novelista. And so this, I'm just kind of like trying to take it slow, and maybe rather than kind of like solving people's problem, why not solve my own problem first? So currently, I think one of the major problems I'm having at the moment is job, kind of like looking for a 9-to-5 job. I'm looking for an hybrid role in Abuja at the moment. So I would hate to, I'm even considering not getting an hybrid role and focus on remote because of the the insecurity that is going on in Abuja. Is it's a very, very alarming, like it's increasing on a daily basis. Even if you're at home, you are being kidnapped. Even you're on the road, you are being kidnapped. So yeah, another thing is that the inflation rate in Nigeria is rising very, very fast. So transportation, being a hybrid worker, might really help me in saving transportation, because if I should start thinking of being an hybrid or working on site, for every month I have to be spent between 60 to 100,000 for transport every month. So yeah, even if I have, so that's just it. So I've been, so my major focus now is getting a 9-to-5 job. I did quite a number of interviews in December. I've gotten rejection. That is one I'm really, really hoping I get, because I really want to like make something impactful and connect with people a lot. I think one of the things remote work has disadvantage is that connection, like build your network, making friends, it's quite difficult as a remote worker, unless maybe your company is organizing like a retreat, a yearly retreat, that kind of a thing. So I think that's all. We've actually talked for Novelista. Okay, two things are going to happen for Novelista, which is, number one, I created a WhatsApp group last year actually, but I was not actively promoting it or telling people about it. So I would love to, if you want to join the WhatsApp community, I'm going to leave the link in the description box. So it's kind of like a community for multi-potentialite women who are also first daughters. So it's kind of like a weird combination now that I'm thinking about it. But I feel like that's the kind of person I am. So why not tell people my story and solve my own problem? So secondly is, I want to start an anonymous chat or kind of like program where you basically share, you send your story and we'll read it on the podcast and kind of like dissect it. I will dissect it for you and give advice at most as I can. And so the third thing I'm actually thinking of was kind of like a challenge, but I believe that if the community has not been built in a particular number, I can't do that challenge yet. So another thing is my YouTube channel. So I'm going to focus more on the YouTube channel. So I don't have a camera yet. I thought I would have saved up for camera last year, but unfortunately I was let go as early as last year. So up to now I'm still looking for a job. So I will be recording, publishing on YouTube maybe twice in a month or three times in a month, thereabout, using my phone. I think, yeah, that's basically it. So I'm going to be more active on the blog, since my academic was one of my major focus in 2023, and which is not in 2024. So I believe it free up a lot of my time. Well, what to expect? As I said, what to expect is that I'm going to create content, community product that solve my problem. My problem in the sense that I am someone who is ambitious, and I'm also kind of like I'm more of an indoor person. I will not call myself an introvert, and I will not call myself an extrovert. I'm also the first daughter of my family. So I'm going to create content, community products strictly for those people who are multi-potentialite and they are also first daughters. I'm also thinking of whether I should go back to Instagram, but then I thought rather than going back on Instagram, just kind of like do content redistribution. So any podcast, I can cut a short frame and post on Instagram or any or YouTube or TikTok. At the moment I'm actually waiting for my external defense, so I'm meant to have gone shopping for clothes since November, but honestly I did not see what I like, so I'm kind of like going to make a mess of my wardrobe, just kind of like check if I can get a clip. I do know there are quite a number of clothes I have not worn. So let's see, in terms of my physical health is a bit terrible. I'm kind of like going to start yoga this year. I've not buy any yoga mat at the moment because it's a long story. Basically, going to inside Abuja now is very scary, so I need to either go to Miniso or go to City Mall, Medics at City Mall, to get a yoga mat. So what else again? So my mental health was really bad in Q4 2023, so hopefully this year it's not as bad as it was. I think one of the things why my mental health was really affected, or one of the things why I'm really struggling with, because I lack a job that is bringing consistent income. So this year is all about building my stream of income and the rest. So I've also been looking for companies that I want to work with, and also trying to get an MBA scholarship. So once I've done my external and I'll start sourcing out for an MBA scholarship or a PhD scholarship. I would love to do my MBA in United States or Nigeria. I'm thinking of a Lagos business school, or I'll go for a United States school. But then the issue is that Nigerian market is, as a marketer and as someone who works in the communication and marketing industry, Nigerian marketing is, oh my god, it's only, see, I don't even know who can understand Nigerian market. Like, Nigerian market doesn't have a case study, doesn't have a book, like, and I need this marketing expert, needs kind of like be teaching, be lecturing in these schools, like business schools. So I'm thinking of Lagos Business School because it's a Nigerian university, and I believe that I might have like lecturers that have experience in building Nigerian market coming to share their stuff and case study that I might do, assess and do it. But then I'm also thinking of other United States because of the room for opportunity, and I'm thinking that what if I get an opportunity, right, to get work out of Nigeria, and my MBA is only from Nigeria, would they accept it? So how would it look like? So I was thinking maybe I could get an MBA in United States that would kind of like increase my likelihood for employment in the future. So then my PhD, I'm still struggling because I need to decide what field I'm going to focus on. So I've been thinking of social engineering, insider threat, so like basically like a user behavior analytic, that kind of thing. So just that the specific program title. So I'm thinking of criminology. I wanted to actually do criminology for my master's. I wanted to even do it for my thesis, but lack of data knowledge and the rest. So that's basically it. I think another thing is that I want to kind of like set a cash flow business. Cash flow business in the sense that a business that can be bringing money on a profit on a daily basis for me. So at the moment I'm thinking of a fabrics and tailored shop. I would have loved to do baby product because I know a lot of people are always giving birth in Nigeria upon how high things are. But my mom, she sells baby stuff. So I feel like it might be a little weird to actually start selling the same thing as my mom. And I would have loved to invest in her business, but my mom is not. Let's just say it. I told her that I have some certain money aside for my 9-to-5, that if she can give me evidence, if she can give me evidence of our revenue, I would kind of like love to invest. She said she hold my money. My dad was just saying, you are very funny. You want to invest your money. I was just saying, I either borrow her or I hold my money. And I said, no, but I would love to invest. Like, let's think big. So that kind of a thing. She's just comfortable where she is. So she doesn't understand the idea of think big. Why would I want to rearrange something, make it boutique like, or make it a more like of a thing? She's comfortable where she is and she's making it. I'm not going to lie, she is making it. But I just feel like, you know, a touch of Gen Z, that a touch of youth into our shop, design it for her. So hopefully I can be able to save enough money. So that's why I'm kind of like focusing on tethers and materials. So I'm going to write a business plan this month. I'll be sourcing tethers and fabrics from Kano at the moment. Maybe after 2 years, then I'll start sourcing from outside. So that's the thing I want to also merge is that I have the plan of like doing a fashion illustration part like as a service. Like anyone that come to buy material from the shop, we have someone that can sketch out what you want, and maybe we'll have a contact to tailor that can sew those particular design that those fashion illustrators drew. And again, I'm thinking of also a let's just say like a wedding gift creator, like basically those who are getting married and you want them to come for your wedding, and you can kind of like those special guests create gift for them, special gift package. So many plans. So at the moment I'm looking for maybe I could get a grant, but most of the grants I'm saying they want you to have an established business on ground. So yeah, my thing based on my analysis between 3 million upwards. But I don't know, Shati, because renting out shop, I've not been thinking. So I think I'll be looking at it because 3 million is not, I don't know if you are aware, actually was selling tire car accessories once upon a time, I think in 2018, 2019. So before we left, because then things were just being difficult and the rest, it was so exhausting to call it, selling those things were like capital intensive. So I'm just kind of like thinking for grant at the moment. So my main focus is to write a business plan and the rest and see if there is a way I can get a grant of 3 million upward. So that's basically what has happened so far and what is currently happening. Okay, yeah, before we go, I just have to say, I think I mentioned in a previous video, podcast of mine, that my wrist is having an issue. For that reason, I was not able to write my daily page as consistent as before. Well, it is better now, but I still need a bit of a support. I don't know what's happening. I think they call it Turn syndrome. I mean, let me not bite my mouth, yeah. So yeah, inflation is, that's just the whole summary of it. Inflation is killing us. And yeah, another thing is, he needs to tell me congratulations, I've stopped praying to Tahajjud, even though I'm not consistent with it, like 7 times in a week, but at least I keep it 1 time in a week. So yeah, it was even this year I started. I hardly prayed to Tahajjud except I wake up during the Ramadan. So yeah, that's basically it. Okay. Yeah, so I would love for you to tell me what's going on with your life and what has happened the last time I record the podcast and publish. And also before I forget, do not forget, they have the WhatsApp community. I will leave the link in the description below. You can also check our TikTok, our website, and Twitter.